Hare. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari Gopi Jana Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Gauranitha Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nittai Gaura Haribo 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo Tai Gaura Premanande Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajika Rashtotra Sata Simala Sivayangre Sesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajika Rashtotra Sata Simala Sivayangre Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tai Gaura Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato jaya mudirahe Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavate uttama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text 26 Chapter entitled Prayers by the Demigods for the Lord Krishna in the Womb. Satya Vratam Satya Param Trisatyam Satyasya Yonim Nihitam Chasatye Satyasya Satyam Rita Satya Netram Satyatmakam Tvam Charanam Prapanna Satya Vratam Satya Param Trisatyam Satyasya Yonim Nihitam Chasatye Satyasya Satyam Rishitasya Netram Satyatmakam Tvam Charanam Prapanna Satya Vratam Satya Param Trisatyam Satyasya Yonim Nihitam Chasatye Satyasya Satyam Rita Satya Netram Satyatmakam Tvam Sharanam Prapanna Please chant. Satyasya Vratam Satya Param Trisatyam Satyasya Yonim Nihitasya Satye Satyasya Satyam Rita Satya Satyasya satyamrita satyanetram. Satyatmakam tvam saranam prapanna. Satyasya vratnam satyasparam trisatyam. Satyasya yonim nihitascha satye. Satyasya satyam rita satya netram. Satyatmakam tvam paramam prapanna. Satyasya satya param trisatyam. Satyasya yonim nihitam scha satye. Satyasya satyam rita satya netram. Satyatmakam tvam saranam prapanna. Satyavratam satyaparam trisatyam. Satyasya yonim nihitam scha satye. Satyasya satyam rita satya netram. Satyatmakam tvam saranam prapannam. Thank you. So I will read translation and read word to word meaning. Satyavratam, the personality of Godhead, who never deviates from his vow. Satyaparam, who is the absolute truth, as stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Satyam Param Dhimahi. Trisatyam, he is always present as absolute truth before the creation of cosmic manifestation, during its maintenance, and even after its annihilation. Satyasya, of all relative truths which are emanation from the absolute truth, Krishna. Yonim, the cause. Nihitam, entered. Cha, and satye, in the factors that created this material world, namely the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Satyasya, of all that accepted as the truth. Satyam, the Lord is the original truth. Rita Satya Netram, he is the origin of whatever truth is pleasing. Satyatmakam, everything penetrating to the Lord's truth. His body is truth. His knowledge is truth. And his pleasure is truth. Tvam, unto you, O Lord. Saranam, offering our full surrender. Prapanna, we are completely under your protection. Translation. The demigods prayed, O Lord, you never deviate from your vow, which is always perfect, because whatever you decide is perfectly correct and cannot be stopped by anyone. Being present in the three phases of cosmic manifestation, creation, maintenance, and annihilation, you are the supreme truth. Indeed, unless one is completely truth, one cannot achieve your favor, which therefore cannot be achieved by any hypocrites. You are the active principle and relative truth in all ingredients of creation, and therefore you are known as Antarmain and the inner force. You are equal to everyone, and your instructions apply for everyone, for all time. You are the beginning of all truth. Therefore, offering obeisances, we surrender unto you. Kindly give us protection. Purport. We have 2.5 pages purport. Can we do like 2 days? No, we should read everything. So. The demigods or devotees know perfectly well that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the truth in substance, whether within this material world or in the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam begins, therefore, with the word Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Satyam Param Dhimahi. Vasudeva, Krishna, is a Param Satyam, the Supreme Truth. The Supreme Truth can be approached or understood by the Supreme Method, as declared by the Supreme Truth. Bhaktyamam abhijhanati yavan yasyami tatvataha. Bhakti, devotional service, is the only way to understand the absolute truth for the protection, and therefore demigods surrender unto the Supreme Truth, not to the relative truth. There are persons who worship various demigods, but the Supreme Truth Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita 7.23, Antavattu palam tesham tat bhakte alpamev dasham. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Worship of the demigods may be useful for the limited time, but the result is antavattu, perishable. This material world is impermanent, and the demigods are impermanent, and the benedictions derived from the demigods are also called impermanent. Whereas the living entity is eternal, nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Every living entity, therefore, must search for the eternal happiness, not temporary happiness. The word satyam param dhimahi indicates that one should search for the absolute truth, not for relative truth. While offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narsingadeva, Prahlad Maharaj said, Balasya neham sharanam praktu narasimha natasya chandam udhanti mato nahu. Generally, it is understood that the protector for the child are his parents, but this is not actually the fact. The real protector is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tapasya tat pratvidhir yadhi ihan chayasas tvad vidho tanu bhritam tat upaktiksham. If neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a child, despite the presence of his parents, will suffer, and a diseased person, despite of all medical help, will die. In the material world, where there is a struggle for existence, men have invented many means for protection, but these are useless if Personality of God rejects them. Therefore, the demigods purposefully say, Satyatmakam Tvam Sharanam Prapanna. The real protection can be obtained from you, O Lord, and therefore we surrender unto you. The Lord demands that one surrender unto him, Sarvadharman Parityutya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. And he further says, Skrut Eva Prapanno Yas Tamas Vischa Yadasyate Abhayam Sarvada Tasmami Dhyayam Etad Vritam Mama. If one surrenders unto me sincerely, saying, My Lord, from this day I am fully surrendered unto you, I always give him protection. That is my vow. Ramayana Yuddhakanda 18th chapter 33 verse. The demigods offered their prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he had now appeared in the womb of his devotee Devaki, to protect all the harassed from by the Kamsa and his illiteration. Thus, the Lord acts Satyavrata. The protection given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be compared to the protection given by the demigods. It is said that Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but when Lord Ramachandra went to kill him, Lord Shiva could not give him protection. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by the great sages like Narada and followed by many other demigods, had now invisibly appeared in the house of Kamsa. They began to pray for the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the selected prayers, which are very pleasing to the devotees and which are about fulfillment of devotional desires. The first word they spoke accumulated that the Lord is true and he is vow. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna descends upon this material world just to protect the pious and destroy the impious. This is his vow. The demigod could understand that Lord had taken his residence within the womb of Devaki to fulfill his vow. They are very glad that the Lord is appearing to fulfill his mission, and they address him as Satyam Param, or the Supreme Truth. Everyone is searching after the truth. That is the philosophical way of life. The demigods give information that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, one who becomes fully Krishna consciousness, can attain the absolute truth. Krishna is the absolute truth, and the relative truth is not at all in the three phases of eternal life. Time is divided into past, present, and future. Krishna is the truth, always past, present, and future. In the material world, everything is being controlled by the Supreme Time in the course of past, present, and future. But before the creation, Krishna was existing, and when there is a creation, everything is resting in Krishna, and when there is a creation is finished, Krishna will remain. Therefore, he is absolute truth in all circumstances. If there is any truth within this material world, it emanates from the Supreme Truth, Krishna. If there is any opulence within the material world, the cause of opulence is Krishna. If there is any reputation within this material world, the cause of the reputation is Krishna. If there is any strength within the material world, the cause of such strength is Krishna. If there is any wisdom and education within the material world, the cause of such wisdom and education is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the source of all relative truth. Okay. Devotees, therefore, following the footsteps of Lord Brahma, pray Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Worshipping Adipurusha, Supreme Truth, Govinda, everything and everywhere is performed in terms of three phases: Jnana, Bala, Kriya, knowledge, strength, and activity. In every field, if there is not full knowledge, full strength, and full activity, an endeavor is never successful. Therefore, if one wants success in everything, one must be guided by the three principles. In the Vedas, Shatashvara Upanishad, there is a statement about Supreme Personality of Godhead. Natasya karanam karanam cha vidyate, natasya samasya chabhant cha dhirshate, parsyam shaktir vividhai suryate, svabhiktar jnana balak kriyascha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not need to do anything personally, for he has such a potencies that anything he wants done will be done perfectly well through the control of the material nature. Svabhikta jnana bala kriyascha. Similarly, those who are engaged in the service of the Lord are not meant for struggle for existence. The devotees who are fully engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness movement, more than 10,000 men and women all over the world, have no study or permanent occupation. Yet, we actually see that they are maintained very opulently. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.22, Ananyasya chinto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. For those who worship me with a devotion, meditating upon my transcendental form, I carry them whatever they lack and I preserve whatever they have. The devotees have no anxiety over that, over what will happen next. Where they will say that, so they will stay, or what they will eat, for everything is maintained and supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has promised, Kaunteya Pridyanati Name Bhakta Pranashyati, O son of Kunti. Declare it boldly that my devotees never perish. From all angles of vision, therefore, in all circumstances, if one fully surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no question of one struggling for existence. In this connection, the commentary of Sri Pad Madhvacharya, who quotes from Tattva Tintra Bhagavata, is meaningful. Sachit Bada Uttama Bruhat Ananyati Vedat Yadan Kinanam Samudhistam Purnananda Drishta Tattvataha. Tritvakcha Taddhyanata Satyatya Chodate Vibhuhi. Explaining the words of Satya Yonim, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna is Antarvari, the origin of all incarnation. All incarnation of Absolute Truth, yet the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of all incarnation. Dvipachir Eva Dashan Tantram Abhiputyaya Dhyayate Brahma Samhita 5.46. There are maybe many lamps are equal in power, yet there is a first lamp and a second lamp and a third lamp and so on. Similarly, there are many incarnations who are compared to the lamps, but the first lamp, the original personality of Godhead, is Krishna. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The demigods must offer worship in the obedience to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but one might argue that the since Supreme Personality of Godhead was within the womb of Devaki, he was also coming in the material world. He was also coming in the material body. Why then should we be worshipped? Why one should make a distinction between an ordinary living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead? These questions are answered in the following verse. Any questions? Such a long purport. Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnana Anjanam Shalakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vacharam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarnam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvhascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, I was decided to speak a little bit on this long purport, and also today is very auspicious day, appearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, I wrote some points about Vrindavan Das Thakur, and then we will read and we'll discuss about Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born after taking Mahaprabhu Sannyasa later, 4 years later, Vrindavan Das Thakur was born. His mother name is Narayani and his father name is Vaikunthanath Vipra. And he was born in the month in year 1429. And he was like very great devotee right from the beginning of the Mahaprabhu. And some say that he was born in Mamgachi and some say he was born in Navdeep. We don't have correct information about that. So, and his mother Narayani was a very great devotee of the Lord, and she was the daughter of Srivas Pandit's elder's brother. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, you all know, he wrote Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavata, is known for that. Because when we pray such a great personality, Vrindavan Das Thakur, we will also get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the short description about the Vrindavan Das Thakur, so that we will pray at his lotus feet, so that we will be also, you know, empowered, and we will be also doing more service as Vrindavan Das Thakur did, and we'll be also doing, you know, immerse in the love of Godhead. So the prayers are very important. And also, now coming to our Srimad Bhagavatam, the demigods offer their prayers. So this is significant prayers. See, every day we pray for the Lord for something or the other, right? In the morning we start our prayers with Samsara Dhava Nanita Loka. That is the most important prayers. Whereas the people in the material world, they also pray for the material benefit, right? But whatever they pray, it is only for the temporary. It's not permanent. Even when we read the purport, it is said even Lord Shiva has given benediction to Ravana. When Lord Ramchandra wants to kill, but he couldn't protect Lord Shiva, right? So why can't we pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is ultimate, and is when we pray to him, our prayers are answered, and whatever we pray, it has some meaning. Because we are not manufacturing some new prayers. We are praying whatever our acharyas are taught, whatever acharyas are said to pray. When we pray something, suddenly if Lord grants that prayer, sometimes we'll be in trouble. Oh Lord, I didn't pray for that. But because you are so merciful and you have granted me that prayer. When we get that boon, we will be struggling with that whatever we get. But we have to pray in a such a way that every thing in our life should be doubted towards Krishna consciousness. That should be the prayers. And if you see Srimad Bhagavatam, it is full of prayers. Kunti Maharani prayers, Gajendra Moksha prayers, Gajendra prayers, everybody prays. So they are bona fide prayers. When we repeat those prayers, we will be empowered and we will be having same potency. Because they prayed with such a realization and such a deep conviction in their prayers. So that is the power of the prayer. And men with a small little intelligence, they pray to the demigods because they need immediate and temporary benefit, temporary happiness. But whereas we also pray, but we are not praying for the temporary happiness. We are praying for the permanent and eternal happiness. And what are the prayers we are praying? The only thing we should remember, that we should keep in our consciousness, that our devotional service and devotional life should not get spoiled. That should be our goal. That should be our aim. When you see Srila Prabhupada's life, he was coming from India. So he prayed, he wrote a poem in Jaladuta. So that is his prayers. And his purports are like his lifetime. When you see his lifetime, whatever he achieved, and because of his mercy of the spiritual master, and because of his great endeavor. Without endeavor, if you just pray, then it will be no answer. It's like Mother Yashoda, when she's tying Krishna without any endeavor, then Krishna will be not bound. She prays and also she endeavors. That's why 2 inches are short. So that is a powerful prayers. Actually, what is a prayer? Why we are praying? The one reason why we are praying means that we are not the controller. First thing, we understand that. Then only we pray for somebody. And we pray for a higher purpose. And we pray for the who is higher above the us. We will be not praying who are below to us. Right? We will be praying to the above us. It may be, maybe boss in the office, or it may be your superior, it may be somebody who is higher than you. You don't generally pray who are lower than you. So that is the first significant. And prayer is a very easy connection to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also, it has got some meaning. We don't pray artificially. We having problems in our life, and we are having some things which are not going in our own way. That's why we are praying, so that we may continue our process of devotional service. And also, we will be sometimes tested by the Lord. At that time, we will be also praying. So the way I'm saying, my main theme is prayers, because this is the first prayers offered demigods to the Lord Krishna. And the most thing, the most of the in our life, we think that if we pray for ourselves, that is good, and if we pray for others, that is even more good. When you pray for others, and Lord will see that you are not only becoming a selfish, and you are also taking others' life also consideration, and taking others' life also seriously, and you are praying for them. When you pray for others, then Lord will protect you also. And most of the time we will see, if somebody is having a problem in their life, they will come to you and they will ask, Prabhu, please pray for me. Please pray for me, or please pray for him, because he's undergoing some surgery, he's undergoing some problem in his life. So, we will be praying. Our prayers may not be meaningful, but when you pray with a pure hearted, then automatically it will be answered. Just like when you... What will happen after prayers? First thing, you will be answered your prayers. And second thing, when we don't answer, when our prayers are not answered, we'll have so much disturbance in our life, and we start doubting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and why Krishna is not answering my prayers, what is happening, I'm chanting from so many years, still is waiting. No, he will be answering according to his own time, not to our own calculation and time. Just like we need to have very patience. When you have a patience and with a great determination, if you endeavor, if you try to continue your devotional service, then those prayers will have a meaningful life. It's like we have so much patience. See, patience, when you have a patience, utsaha nitsaya dhairya tat tat karma pravartata. When you have so much enthusiasm, that does not require. we should also at the same time patience also required. Utsaha nitya dhaya tat tat karma pravartada. When you do continual activity of devotional service, then with the patience, then result will be achieved. Just like when you see the life of Srila Prabhupada, as soon as he came, he landed in this western country. He was every day keep on praying. He keeps on adding his prayers, and he was not stopping by prayers. And at the same time, he is trying to preach the Krishna consciousness movement. He had so much patience. Patience we show in a different way. For example, patience towards friends is due to respect. Out of respect, we show patience. And patience towards family life, family members, is out of love. Patience towards the God is out of so much endeavor to the personality of God, and real patience towards Lord is called faith. And patience towards one's own self is called confidence. Right? So when you show patience towards your friends and relatives, if they told that I'll be coming so that I'll be coming this time, if they don't show off that time, we don't shout at them and we don't yell at them. We'll be showing respect, right? And patience towards one's own family members, if they don't do the job properly, if they don't do things according to your own will, and you don't shout at them, and you don't disappoint, you will show love towards them. And patience towards Lord, when you offer some prayers, it has been not answered, and show that you will have faith. And patience towards one's own self, so why these anathas are troubling me, even though I am chanting, and why these all things, disturbances coming to my mind. So we should have patience to our own self. That's called confidence. So when you have patience, then automatically it will come up in due course of time. So these are all the main important things why we should read these books. When you read books of Srila Prabhupada, then automatically your intelligence will get sharpened every day. So when you get intelligence is sharpened, you can able to overcome easily whatever you have problems in the life. Because these anathas coming from the lifetimes. That's why we should do the sharp sword of knowledge, we should cut this. How yad anudhyasanukta karma grandhi nibandhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katarathim. When you think of the Lord all the time, then automatically you can able to cut this anathas by the sword of knowledge. That's why it is said, smartavya satada Vishnu, vismartavya na jata chit. So, remember always Krishna and never forget Krishna. And always remember, it's not only by, doing chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but also when you do service also we can able to remember Krishna. We can remember his shlokas, we can remember his pastimes. So that is called remembrance. And we should never forget. So these are all the things which we need to apply in our life. And by hearing regularly Srimad Bhagavatam and by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many devotees who have achieved perfection in our life, in their life. You see, so many people, they don't even know who is Krishna, and they don't even know what is the Krishna consciousness movement. They suddenly get into this movement, and by the mercy of a devotee, and they will achieve perfection, and they will mold their life in a such a way that their life become perfect. So just by reading books and hearing and chanting holy name of the Lord. And when we are praying towards the Lord, our heart will get cleansed. And also we will be also doing more and more services. So it's like our prayers may not be in the mode of goodness. We may be asking material things. We may be asking some insignificant things. But when our prayers are answered, our faith will towards the Lord, it will increase more and more. And we will later on realize that what we are prayed for is insignificant. Just like a Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went for the prayer for the kingdom. Then later he realized that his prayer for just pieces of glass. And he got a diamond. Then again he said that, no, I don't want this. No, you have to take this now. So rule it for the one mantra. Then later you can come to me. So that's few points I would be able to recollect with my tiny realization. So if you have any questions, comments, realizations, we can share it. Now it's 8:17. Anybody has questions, comments, or else we can stop the class.
Thank you for the point. One of the points I remembered is you mentioned how we're not the controller, and so we pray because.
Can you speak loudly?
The prayer is offered in the mood of we are not the controller, and then you brought in the point of patience. And I heard Guru Raj Swami say that enthusiasm without patience basically is kind of like the desire to control. So I liked how you connected these points in your presentation about patience and prayer, and our position is not the controller. Thank you.
Welcome. Anyway.
Thinking about this aspect of prayer in our daily life, and I guess we do japa, I guess that's like quite a big part of all of our day. I'm thinking just from my background of growing up in Christianity, prayer is very big part of their gatherings. Like they all get together and they like get in a circle and hold hands together and say prayers like, Jesus, please be with us. And then they say prayers for everyone's well-being and things like that. So I guess I'm wondering if you have any thoughts about how we could implement prayer more into our lives and more into our association with devotees and things like that. I don't feel like I ever very like deeply pray with devotees. Like kirtan and is also prayer too. But besides, like I guess they're two different things: kirtanam and vandanam. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah. That's very difficult for me to answer also. I mean, what I heard from Srimad Bhagavatam, what I heard lectures, I can able to repeat those. If you see Prahlad Maharaj, Amrish Maharaj, and Dhruva Maharaj, if you examine them carefully, one prayer is standard. Always give the association of the devotees. And second, I should be always friendly towards living entities, all other living entities. And the third one is always be, you know, third thing is always be in the service of the Lord. First thing is never. I want association of the devotees, first thing, first and foremost. When you have association of the devotees, there is chances of increasing your prayers. This is going deep into your prayers. What will happen in the association of the devotees? Two things will happen. First thing is, Machitta matgada prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantasya mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. Your heart will get churned. What they say realization in their Krishna consciousness life. When they share their realization, you will be get inspiration. Right? When you get inspiration, then your prayers start going deepen and deepen, deepen into your consciousness. Then, second thing, what will happen is, you don't really struggle during the japa. Because whatever you heard from that devotee's realization will have greater effect on your chanting. Because with how he came into Krishna consciousness, when you hear from him, then you realize that how Krishna is merciful, how Acharyas are merciful, how the movement of Krishna consciousness is so grateful. It's a gift for the whole world, what Prabhupada has given. These two things will happen. And first prayer is, you should never, oh Lord, please, we should never go out of the association of the devotees. And second thing is, we should be always doing the devotional service. And with these two, your prayers will be answered. And we see Prahlad Maharaj also, even though he sees the Lord in front of him, he does not need association of the Lord. He said that, how will I forget Narada Muni, who is the first Siksha Guru for me? And he has given such a knowledge. So I should be always serving at his lotus feet. He's not acting, he's not saying that I want to serve your lotus feet. He's saying that I want to serve Narada Muni lotus feet. So that is the prayer. He always needs association of the devotees. And with the association of the devotees, you can able to chant and you can able to pray more. That is well. So that's why I said that we pray and also we try to see the results sooner, but it will not happen. That's why we pray, and we should also have patience. Like patience towards friends is out of respect. Patience towards family members is love. And patience towards Lord is faith. And patience towards one's own self is confident. When you don't have patience towards one's own self, you will start losing hope. Just like when Lord Ramchandra asked entire army of Vanara, monkey's army, to search for Sita, and one group of Vanara, they went to the southern side of the Indian Ocean. And when they saw that there is no way to search, they lose all the hope. They lost hope. But in that army, one person, he did not lose the hope. Who is that? Hanuman. He is just sitting and meditating, how can I endeavor and how can I search? Whereas all other monkeys, they lose the hope. They are, in fact, at one point they are committing suicide. Then that is very wrong thing. So committing suicide and going into depression is in a mode of ignorance. So we should be always in the mode of goodness. We should always have hope towards ourselves. Then our prayers will be answered and we can go deeper into the prayers. Is that make some sense? Okay. So we will, you have something? Prabhu has some.
Regarding Vrindavan Das Thakur, so Vrindavan Das Thakur is, he is the incarnation of Vyasadeva.
Yes.
And whatever he has elaborated, so as if that Mahaprabhu himself was talking to him and he was narrating. And another thing regarding prayer, in Prabhupada has mentioned in purport somewhere, I had read, that in front of Krishna, you have to glorify means you have to appeal, like, you know, like in narrative means you have to say, Krishna, you are so nice, so this thing like that, it's very pleasing way. So that means you have to glorify. That is the that way, actually, Prabhupada has given very nice example. In Krishna book, I think, whenever you stand in front of mirror, see, you see your image. Whatever you offer to Krishna, it comes back to you. You know? By glorifying Krishna, that means, in fact, Krishna glorified, like, you know, sadhunam hudam mayam. Sadhu, so that verse, very nice verse. Sadhava sadhunam hudam mayam, sadhava hudam kaham. Like that. That means how Krishna is always in the heart of devotee, and in the devotee's heart also Krishna is there, all the times. So whatever we offer to Krishna, it comes back.
Right.
So that's the meaning of prayer or pleasing to Krishna. And
Granjara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki, Jai Gaur Premande.